The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Time for our weekly medical consultation with Dr. Ray Whalley, and we're going to talk about skin care today, particularly in relation to protection from the sun. But that said, you know, for all the thing about covering up, isn't the sun, some sun good for you? Doesn't it give you vitamins that you actually require?
Sun is very important. Vitamin D, 5 years ago, I couldn't send somebody for a blood test for vitamin D, and now we're understanding the importance of it. So it is important to your mental health. It's important to your heart. It's important to lots of other things. It's new stuff that we're learning more about. So the sun is very, very important.
So how much should you expose yourself to the sun?
Well, you can't. There's like, unfortunately, in this part of the world, we can have a lot of cloud cover. And equally, then, if you're down in Florida, basically where you're near the equator, you can get burned very easily. So it's difficult to say. It depends on where you are. Depends on the cloud cover. Depends on your whether you're Caucasian white or non-Caucasian not white. So there are lots of factors there.
Okay. If you get sunburnt, what damage does that do? Is it of any real significance? Because won't it just heal?
A sunburn is significant, and unfortunately, any damage to your skin predisposes you to all forms of skin cancer, including basal cell cancer, malignant melanomas, squamous cell cancers. Basal cell cancers tend to be more associated with long-term when you get older. Squamous, unfortunately, if you're predisposed to it, you're predisposed to it. But skin cancer is all affected by sunshine. And there are two types of light within that, which we can talk about, UVA rays, UVB. UVA are the ones that, unfortunately, they can damage your skin. They don't necessarily cause sunburn, but they go down to the dermis level. And the dermis is where the elasticity is. And if you start damaging that, unfortunately, you show aging. And that's UVA. UVB is the one that causes the damage to the skin by way of sunburn.
Okay, but I mean, if you get sunburn, a lot of people I know actually sort of regard it as a staging post towards getting a good tan. No, you do have the fake tan alternatives for women, but there are women who like, and men who like, to actually get that sort of deeper brown colour, which they feel they need to work on. Are they endangering themselves by doing that?
They are. The same way using a sunbed is endangered. And a lot of it is down to your society. I'm afraid in this part of the world, we think having a tan is good for your health. Whereas you go down to places like Japan and different parts of Asia, and they basically actually adore the white skin we got, or as Billy Connolly says, the bluey white skin that you can see our veins through it. But it all depends on where you are. But unfortunately, any bit of skin coloration, what actually the physiology behind it is that when you have the sun affecting you, you have a pigment called melanin, which becomes more dark. And what makes a person white is less melanin. What makes a person, say, brown skinned or black skinned, basically is more melanin. Melanin is a protecting factor in those people. But when you're getting discoloration, meaning you're going darker, it's the melanin basically coming into your skin. But unfortunately, all forms of sunburn, suntan are damaging to your skin.
Okay. What if you find moles? Describe a mole for me first. Because a lot of people are born with them, aren't they? Or develop them in early age?
Yes. And if we go for what I would say is that, look, if you've got a spot that's newly appeared and you're worried about it, you go and see your general practitioner. We all have spots that are there for years which haven't changed. Reasons to be concerned about them are if they're increasing, you have a new mole which has appeared, if it's maybe itchy, if you have a atypical discoloration around it.
What does that mean to say? What colour should a mole be if it's to be harmless?
Basically, if you're concerned about it, you need to get somebody to see. It really isn't. As experience now, I'll give you an example. There was a study done with referrals in America. You can refer directly to your consultant. And for a consultant, so that's, you're talking 400 euros a consultation or over there. And you're talking, but they'd have to see they'd have to see 200 consultations to see one skin cancer. In Ireland, where you were predominantly going to general practitioners where they triage it, the GP needs to see 20 patients to have a referral which is accurate. Meaning, what we do here is triage it. But the problem is, it comes with experience. The nasty things you're looking for, as I said, is something that's raised, something that's itchy, something that bleeds, something that's developed a halo around it. And obviously, unfortunately, some of these things can run in families. Sun will make it more prone, so that if you've got a lesion, a spot on your back or somewhere, you should have a total sunblock on that.
Yeah, sunblocks. Is it okay to strip off, to go down to your beach wear, or just to be in your trousers or your shorts if you wear adequate sunscreen?
No, well, you know, some people will do it. Really, what you should be trying to do is, you know, certainly wear the right clothes to keep away from the sun. So that involves a hat. You know, very, very, very important with children that you make sure that they do not get sunburn. With sunblock, you're talking about something, you know, some studies will show that you shouldn't use anything less than SPF, sun protection factor 15. Some people say it should be sun protection factor 30. With experience, I would go with the 30. And then, you know, again, you can use total sunblocks. You're meant to apply them every 2 hours or so. Some of them are better than others. There are ones you can get which last a lot longer. I would advise you to actually do your own assessment of them. There are certainly assessments you can see in the paper or different magazines will do it, and get to know what your sunblock is. Some of them are water friendly where they won't wash off. Some of them will wash off. The more money you spend on them, generally the better they are. You need to put on copious amounts of it. If you've got one left over from the previous year and it's opened, throw it away. If you've got one that is unopened but it's a year old, throw it away. If you've got one that's been sitting out in your garden in the heat, if they actually degrade with heat, throw it away as well. Generally,
they're expensive.
Buying new stuff.
They're very expensive.
Sure. But so is
but
getting...
Particularly in Ireland. A lot cheaper when you buy them in Spain or other places.
Definitely. But I'm afraid so is sunburn, unfortunately.
What about homemade sunscreen?
Definitely a no-no. Most studies, if you Google this stuff as well, you'll see lots of people, unfortunately, have had sunburn from that. And equally, there are other things you can get. Sunstroke. When you're out in the sun, you're better off wearing a hat. Unfortunately, you know, your body is set at a certain body temperature. But if your body temperature goes over 40 degrees, which will happen if you're out in a hot enough sun and you're not wearing a hat, unfortunately, what happens is you'll start feeling sick. Your body is changing in temperature and it can't exist at that temperature. So you'll end up starting feeling very sick.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Dr. Ray Waddy, for joining us for our weekly medical consultation.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.